Peter, a short story by Dave Baldwin.
Dad, could someone put a microphone in a bar of soap? Peter was 7 years old and a positive compendium of questions. Yeah, well, yes, I said. Microphones are so small these days, you could put one in almost anything. Why do you ask? Well, he said, I think we've got one in our bathroom. Now, that might be something of a surprise in most households. Not the microphone. All that would probably rank as unusual in most. No, I mean the conversation. It was for Peter and for me just a normal exchange of information. I've tried to convince myself that his mental acrobatics were those of a typical 7-year-old boy, that his abilities rested somewhere between genius and special needs. But I've failed. People outside the immediate family regarded Peter as charming. He had a most disarming habit of addressing the most profound questions to complete strangers as if they were the closest of confidants. So the question came as no surprise to me. I was able to bat it off into the long grass with ease. But when he said that we had such a thing in our bathroom, I allowed him to lead me upstairs to check. We're a family of five. Pete has a brother of 12 and a sister of 14. They all share the family bathroom, whilst my wife and I enjoy the comparative ease and order of ensuite facilities. So Peter led me into the bathroom and indicated the bar of soap resting on the side of the sink. I say indicated because rather than take me to them, he stood back and pointed as if to some hazardous thing like an unexploded bomb. "There it is, Dad," he whispered. At first glance, it appeared to be no different from any other part-used bar of palm olive. "Well, what's so special about that?" I said. "Look closely at it, Dad." I went to pick it up and was immediately stopped by a hand on my arm. Don't touch it, Dad," he whispered. Attempting to humour him, I played along with what I now believe to be some sort of practical joke. It was only when I was within about 12 inches of it that I saw quite clearly what young Peter had taken to be a microphone. It was a circular shape with a diameter of about an inch, which now seemed to be showing through the almost translucent surface of the wet bar of soap. Within the circumference of the circle, there were indented criss-cross marks, or rather like the wire grill of a microphone. I could certainly see why Peter had identified it as such. This was curious. It certainly appeared as if something had been completely embedded into the soap and only become visible as the soap was becoming smaller with use. "Can you see it, Dad?" said Peter. "Well, yeah, I can certainly see something, and it does look like a microphone, but why would anyone want to put a microphone into a bar of soap?" Peter was tugging at my arm again. "Come outside, Dad, they can hear you." I went with him outside and inquired about the identity of this secret listener. "I don't know, Dad," he said. "But why else would someone put a microphone into a bar of soap?" I couldn't argue with his logic, so I closed the bathroom door and we went downstairs to consider the case further. I asked Jill, my wife, where and when the soap had been purchased. It was apparently the last one from a pack of four, which had been bought from Sainsbury's about 3 months ago. If we were being bugged, it was clearly a random act with no specific target. Yeah, unless someone had access to the house and had been able to swap the existing bar with the bugged one. But why? Why would anyone go to such lengths to gain surveillance of this family bathroom? Young Peter suggested that since I worked for the government, some foreign power was keen to learn any classified information. I explained to him that in customs and excise we had no classified information. No, it doesn't make sense. I called the family together to discuss this phenomenon and decide what we should do about it. Of course, they all insisted on going up to the bathroom to examine the mystery object. Everyone remained silent and no one was permitted to touch it, but all were agreed that the curious shape showing through the soap looked like some sort of microphone. On questioning, it seemed that Peter is the only one using the soap. Brother Martin, he washed in the shower, and Sister Jean pampered her schoolgirl complexion with, something out of a bottle. Having then decided to take things further, I went upstairs again with my mobile phone and took a few close-up photos of the exhibit before locking the bathroom door and pocketing the key. This had to be a matter for the police. I called in on the local police station the following day on my way to work. The desk sergeant seemed amused when I said, "Yeah, I think that my house is being bugged. I found a microphone hidden in a bar of soap." Yeah, I think he suspected some sort of practical joke. He said, "I see, sir. I suppose they've used the old camel in the nail brush trick, had they?" Only when I showed him the photograph did he take the matter seriously. He apologised and explained that there were a number of paranoid people who called in regularly with such stories, but this was clearly a different matter. A policeman would call at the house to investigate within an hour. I phoned my office to explain that I'd be a little late and then went straight home to await the police officer. I'd only been home for about 10 minutes when the policeman arrived. He's a plain clothes man in his mid-40s and carried a small black case. I showed him upstairs to the bathroom and unlocked the door. He seemed quite fascinated by the soap and immediately took a small camera from his case and took photographs of the exhibit from every possible angle. "How on earth did they get one in there?" he said. I asked him if he had any idea on who they might be. "Not a clue, old boy, not a clue." "Bloody clever piece of work, whoever it was his response. He then picked up the soap and put it into a plastic bag, which he placed with great care into his case. "I'll send this off to forensics," he said, "and I'll get a couple of special branch guys to do a sweep of this afternoon. See if you've been given any more hardware." I went straight off to work once our detective had left, but my wife Jill entertained the special branch men in the afternoon. They were apparently very thorough, examining without success every inch of the house electronically and visually. It was when they were examining the tea caddy that she offered them a cup, and they sat for 10 minutes or so discussing who could possibly be interested in what was being said in our bathroom. One of the men suggested that whoever placed the microphone could have got the wrong address. Now that came as something of a relief to Joe, for whom all of this was deeply alarming. Indeed, upon my return that evening, she couldn't wait to tell me that it might all be a big mistake. I was less reassured because the The assumption now was that someone had actually gained entry to the house to place the thing. Yet I much preferred the notion that the thing had been in the soap when we purchased it. Anyway, however it had made its way to our house, it was gone now. Have you ever had a moment in life when you felt that you'd failed miserably and the whole world was looking at you? It could be failing at just about anything. Anything from climbing the north face of the Eiger to, learning a piece of poetry. Yeah, the task is immaterial. The important thing is the failure. And the world looks on, and not in scorn, not in disapproval, but in sympathy. They'll feel sorry for the idiot who attempted that, or who failed to identify a simple sign. Well, that was me, potentially. The smartest thing I did was to keep quiet about it and hope that it would quickly be forgotten. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, but I hope you'll use a bit of a discretion, please. It was on a Wednesday morning, a week after the police had become involved in our spy story. It was about 8 a.m. I was just going downstairs to get a quick breakfast before heading off to work. As I passed the bathroom, I noticed that the door was open and Peter, still in his pyjamas, appeared to be climbing down from the sink. "What on earth are you doing, Peter?" I said. "Well, I'm too short," he replied. "When I want to comb my hair, I have to pull myself up to see in the mirror." He demonstrated, hauling himself up on the edge of the sink, the button at the waist of his pyjamas leaving a perfect imprint on the bar of soap.
Peter was read by Dave Baldwin. The theme music, Piano Moment, from bensound.com.